I'm Alex.
And I'm Natalie.
And we're from Casey Middle School.
Today is part of a special that we're doing this week on teen pregnancy. As part of this project, we went to the teen parenting program at Fairview High School, but before that, we got ready for it.
We practiced asking questions with our Casey Middle School counselor, Carla Friedley.
So these are the interview questions that we came up with.
Do one of you want to read them out loud and we'll see if they still feel relevant?
Natalie read the questions.
How old were you when you got pregnant? Was this a planned pregnancy? What was your experience when you told your parents? What have you given up since you got pregnant? What have you gained?
Are there going to be any girls there who like gave their baby up for adoption?
No. This program is for girls who are parenting or are getting ready to be parents, and they have a daycare for the children there. So we could ask if we could meet their babies.
You know. Oh, Nana likes babies.
I want to meet the babies.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Well, Alex had a question about the baby's fathers, and she asked if they were going to be there, and Carla said no, because usually they aren't a part of the baby's lives.
The baby's father, I guess, could still help with the baby.
Yeah, even if they're not together, he could still be involved in the kid's life.
Does the dad help?
Is the dad involved with the kid?
We also had questions about abortion.
Here's what our school counselor told us.
How about we feel it out? How about those kinds of questions? Have you ever considered other options besides being the mom? In this world, if you're pregnant, you don't necessarily have to give birth.
Naturally, since we were talking about pregnancy, we had questions about sexuality.
A lot of people don't take sex ed seriously, but the reality is if you don't, then you could end up being a teen parent. We know this from personal experience because last year, two girls at Casey got pregnant.
Eighth grade is like the most important year.
Yeah,
too.
I think it's one of them.
Yeah, you go to high school next year.
You're going to be presented with a lot more things about like getting pregnant and drugs. And if you can't learn about that now.
More peer pressure in high school.
Everybody loses virginity in high school.
Say that again.
Everybody usually loses their virginity in high school.
Maida, your eyes went like this.
You guys are just.
It's true.
Okay, so I want to give you guys a little reality check. 50% of the people in high school. Or more, so 50-51, are not sexually active at all.
Really?
But that means half. So in this room, four girls, it means half of you are not likely to. So that's why we need health.
Exactly.
So that you know that half the kids choose not to.
I think some people are going to think that everybody in high school loses their virginity, that like they have to.
So it's just a matter of when and who. Alex, did you think everybody loses their virginity in high school?
No. I thought a good amount of people did.
I thought 75% of people did.
Do you guys know about Teen Clinic?
Nope.
I do some trips to Teen Clinic. Teen Clinic is a fabulous place, and they have all the resources, and that's where I get my information. It's completely free, and they offer wonderful services to young people on days that are just for teens. So you can go in there, and you can talk about anything to do with sexuality. And for kids who are thinking of becoming sexually active, it's a great place to go beforehand, in fact.
And they won't tell your parents.
No. It's actually a right that you have.
Yeah,
you can have birth control as young as 11 years old.
Thanks for listening to this segment. Stay tuned for the rest of the week. We'll be talking about more teen pregnancy and parenting.
For KGNU and Casey Middle School, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Alex.
Don't know much about your life. And I don't know much about your world.